ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer et la terre peut bien s'écrouler. L'amour inondera mes matins, tant que mon corps frémira sous tes mains. Je m'abandonne les problèmes, mon amour, puisque tu me
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Thursday edition. Today's date is the 25th day of October, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I'm here to do a little rant this evening, about 20, 25 minutes or so of information. I hope it helps everybody to understand some things that have been going on in the world. I've been watching events here in from my little computer screen in my little office up in my loft in California, and I thought my take on it. I've been doing some research. I had a couple of calls from some people in California. I had some calls from people who are in the know about what's been going on in America, and I have a few things to share with you, some of my takes on that. First of all, the fires that have been raging in California were set, as they were in Greece over the past summer. As they were in southern France here in Provence that were raging. In fact, in the Greek fires and in the southern France fires, they admitted as much, that someone had gone out and set them. Now, why would they do that? First of all, they have it's a way to terrorize the public, but that's not the only reason this has been done. The United States has for a long time been testing out their system of mass evacuation. And what they're doing is preparing their workers to take people in mass out of areas and remove them to goodness knows where, depending on where you are in the country. They've got facilities already arranged to handle 50, 60, 90, 100,000 people more. Some places are even larger than that. Out in California, we have March Air Force Base, and there's places in Nevada desert. There's places up in the northern part of the state of Nevada. There's several more in California. They've got them all over the East Coast. Old converted military bases where the fencing is pointed in to keep people in. There are not barbed wire on the, facing outward. They're prison camps is what they are. They've actually revamped the rail heads that go into these things in many cases. But more than that, in the Southern California region, there were very huge tract home developments that had been built in the last couple of years, especially in the last 18 months. Many of them are south of Oceanside, south of Encinitas area, and into the interior. And that's where the fires began. Now, they, oddly enough, 1,300 homes were burned. Of those 1,300 homes, many of them were houses that were from tract areas that were just built, unsold. And they went up in flames, of course, and it looks like many of these, the origins of these blazes was just downwind of these tract home areas. Also, odd burnings of homes that would not have normally been burned if the fire had been extinguished with tankers. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. I had three separate people in the fire zone, one of them within a mile of the fire, who went out into her street, went out into her yard, and walked up and down the area in behind the house and told me there was no wind, none, no wind. The fires, in fact, were having trouble advancing because there was no wind, and yet they grounded these water tankers and in San Bernardino. Now, why would they do something like that? because they want on the face of it to look like they were trying to do something to save these people's homes, but in fact, they had no intention of saving these homes at all. And in fact, they set these fires. And you can see the response of Arnold Schwarzenegger to some questioning from a reporter that this man was there to sell the rescue effort. He was not there to tell you how the fires could have been controlled, but rather that we did a good job of meeting the needs of the people. In fact, he went as far as saying, and this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard anyone say, is that everyone's happy, he said. They're all happy that they were evicted from their, taken from their homes and rescued, he said. And that people were getting the diapers they need and chocolate, and he was going on and on about this nonsense. And reiterated three or four separate times that the people were happy. Now, that's an absolute lie. No one would be happy to be taken from their home and waiting for to find out if it's even still there, and then not permitted to go back in, and many other people knowing full well that the winds were not whipping. Now, they actually gave out fraudulent weather reports about the wind velocity, in fact. One of the wind reports came from the high desert area around Big Bear, and they kept reiterating those wind readings, and those wind readings were actually in the 30 to 40 knot range. Now, these air tankers that put out fires can still fly at 40 knot winds. There is a cutoff point for them, and it's around 40 to 45 knots that it becomes dangerous for them to fly into these valleys. The fact is that the wind around the coast was between 15 and 25 knots, maximum gust at 25. They were 15 knots below the maximum wind for tankers. So the fact of the matter is those tankers were kept away from those fires. They could have put them out, and they did not intentionally, so that they could do this mass evacuation and burn up 1,300 homes in California after setting these fires themselves. Believe that, ladies and gentlemen, because what I just told you is the likely scenario behind all of this. And I have powerful circumstantial evidence to say this. But more than that, people on the ground are already saying it. And people are actually beginning to fume with anger about what was done in this fire. Interesting, when this person was being questioned, when Schwarzenegger was being questioned by this reporter, right to his behind him, about three steps back, was Michael Chertoff. Yep. Now, if you don't think that is about this criminal network, this man is the kingpin. In fact, he has been protected from criticism, this man, because he's one of the steerers of this conspiracy. He's not the designer, he's not the principal planner, but he certainly is in charge of execution of many of these things, and he has never been allowed to be criticized without retribution, ever. He was right there with him. Well, you all know that this cretin Schwarzenegger cheated his way into office. It was a setup from the beginning. Gray Davis was railroaded out of his office, and this man was put in there. He has a photograph standing there with Rothschild, Schwarzenegger does, and Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett in John DeCamp's book was accused of being a pedophile out of Omaha, Nebraska. Yep. And he never sued. This is a multi billionaire that never sued John DeCamp to get rid of that information from DeCamp's work. Why wouldn't he? Because it was true. And recently, ladies and gentlemen, the Congress voted to make it a crime for Americans to become angry with their government and start taking actions. They are getting ready to start arresting the Patriot community here. Now, of course, it remains to be seen whether the American public are going to permit that type of arrest to go on. I have a sneaking suspicion that more people than they realize are wising up to their crimes. And in spite of what the television set says about the penetration of the truth or lack of, the fact of the matter is that the principal sum of people now that are aware of crimes being committed against them and the country is well over half the people. Now, of course, you know there are many people who know the facts, know the truth, and then decide to ignore the fact that they understand what's going on. In other words, they say, yeah, that's probably true, but I'm going to just mind my own business and put my head down. And there are a lot of people like that in this world. There are many others who'll say, just give me my football game and my cold beer and leave me alone and I'll get along with it without having to worry about all this. But the truth of the matter is, guys, is that there is a group of people in the country who will not take this lying down. They will become verbally and emotionally involved in fighting back. They will be going to political events and to set up counter discussions and all kinds of things that will start making it extremely difficult for these people to engage their police departments against the public. You have to know that the police across the country, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, come from the same families that are going to be victimized. So if they catch wind of the crimes that are going on, they're not going to act on behalf of these criminals. And that's what's happening. And this is the biggest fear of these crooks, is that the police departments and the people that they are hoping don't really know the full conspiracy will carry out their orders. I'm telling you that they won't in many cases. And I'm telling you, one of the groups that you need to key into with this information are police departments of all stripes and colors across the country, the FBI. There are people within the FBI, because of compartmentalization, that are not aware of the crimes that their organization has committed. There are people in the CIA who may be aware of the crimes, but have not been pushed far enough to start resisting it. And then there may be many others who have already begun resisting. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that not all the police forces in the country are on board with these crooks. And certainly many of them will begin to balk at being told to take action against the public. The other group that we need on our side is the military. And what we do know is that much of the military has been sent outside the country, leaving many areas without a National Guard to come to the aid of the public. But there are still a large numbers of American military that are waking up to the crimes. They've been listening into broadcasts like mine and others. And what I see coming down the pike now, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is going to be a race to get information out. We need to start really turning up how many people we can get on our side. We have to tell as many people and as quickly as we possibly can. I think people are ripe for the truth now. I think if this cretin Ron Paul was the real deal, he could get on a national broadcast when they're supposedly interviewing him and tell the people the truth about 9/11 and tell them the truth about what these people have planned for them. And just say it right on TV. Say 9/11 was done by the Mossad and elements within the American government. And of that fact, I am certain. And what we need right now is the American public to stand up and begin to take the country back from these criminals. He could say that on a broadcast. And there would be people coming out of the woodwork to hear the next installment of Mr. Ron Paul's truth. And yet he refuses to go the whole mile. He seems like he's going a quarter of a mile. I am hoping, you know, it doesn't look like it in any of the evidence I've seen, but I have to still hope that this guy's going to come up and take a swing at the incoming pitch here. Let's see, Mr. Paul, if you really are a patriot, come to the aid of the public right now and just tell everybody all the facts as you know them. Because I'm sure you know all the facts. There is no way you couldn't know. Andrew, Hitchcock last night said, how could a man who understands the financial system of the country not understand the simplicity of Building 7, not understand the fact that the Israelis were dancing around filming it at the, as the building was coming down? He knows the reports from the police departments in New Jersey that found bomb residue in the vans and that they sent Israelis home prematurely, and he knows the crimes. He knows what happened. I'm sure of it. Everybody who's even spent any time looking into this knows. They know. Ron Paul knows. And it is a dire emergency that this man, if he is in any way the real deal, he has to stand up now. I fear that he probably won't. My guess is that this guy is just going to stand by and kind of give people a false sense of hope. And he's gonna lend cover to these crooks as they take the rest of the country down. That's what I believe. I would love to be wrong, but so many times I've been right about all this stuff that it saddens me. You know, we're not out of the woods over here in Europe, ladies and gentlemen. You German listeners, you French listeners, you Swedish listeners, you Dutch listeners. Every one of the countries aforementioned here have huge contingents of Zionists in their home countries. And they, too, will be meting out draconian measures when America begins to really implode. The financial system in America right now, as we speak, is on its very last breath. World economies are leaving the dollar en masse. And as we speak, the dollar has breached the 77, I think it's 77 on the basket of currencies. I may be wrong, but let's take a peek at what this is today. 77.30 right now. I told you that the point of no return was 80, so it's already 2.7 below that 80 point of no return. What I'm trying to tell you right now is that this is a pretty serious free fall for the dollar, and I think it's only just begun to fall here. I think we'll probably see this down to around 50, 55 before long. There's another rate cut coming from the Federal Reserve, which is going to completely implode the bond market and others, because there's absolutely nobody that's going to want to hold American paper. And then you're going to start seeing some other serious problems with other catastrophes, financial catastrophes that help bring down this country even more. That's why they're trying to ramp up this battle now with Iran. They're going to try to get everybody transfixed to a bombing mission in Iran and battling going on in Iran while the country's finances are going down the tubes. And it'll be a bait-and-switch thing. And then when the dust settles and everything's finally calming down from these bombing runs that they're probably going to be doing soon, the country will be in a state of complete decay and loss. That's what I figure. And it seems to me that there is an imminent there's imminent stuff coming for this. You know, I've never been very good at getting the exact time and date, but the general conspiracy has been pretty easy to predict. I mean, you can't keep a house of cards like America is standing. It's just no way. The job they've done at destroying it has been thorough, and so it's all over except the implosion, guys. Now, whenever I say that, you know, there's a part of me that wants to believe that there's hope, but there's no way, knowing the numbers that I know and knowing the calculations that I see, that it's anything but what I've just told you. Sadly. It's a bad one. And, you know, the European listeners are in as bad a shape as the Americans, because many of the countries of Europe send 20, 25, 18% of their exports to the United States. Already they have seen a terrible decline in their exports, and they're already beginning to see big jumps in unemployment. Companies are having trouble. They're exporting less and less. And China's exports are starting to shrink to America, and in turn, they're not buying as many products from Europe either, because their growth rates are starting to get trimmed. And we're looking at a worldwide recession here. So Europe is going to fall quickly after America does financially. Now, it's in a much better condition as far as infrastructure, and certainly the finances, because it hasn't been spending countless trillions on war, and people aren't leaving their currency en masse. But deficit spending in France and in Germany and in Sweden and in England have been off the charts alongside America. So this worldwide fall in finances is going to be devastating for everybody. And I believe that the Europeans are even less able to fight against their governments because I don't think they have the infrastructure built to be fighting back. Now, the French here have a great history of taking to the streets and rebelling against unfair things. They have always done that. Since I ever moved here, I never, you know, in America, it's hard to get people to take to the streets, but the French will do that. But it's usually about money that they take to the streets or their job security. There are a series of strikes going on right now in the transport sector here in France. The popularity of the president here in France has declined precipitously since he was put in office. And I think there is an appetite for some arguing with the stuff that's going on. But the learning curve, I think, is much farther behind than the United States right now. It was at one time more advanced, but I think America has not only caught up, but is surpassing the Europeans in the knowledge of what's going on, because I think America is being forced to take a look at the crimes their country's committing. I think it's becoming evident based upon what's happening to their wallets and based upon what's happening to their children and their jobs and their foreclosure rates and their communities and all of it. They're being forced to take a look at the facts. As soon as this type of environment begins here in Europe, the Europeans will be forced to take a look at what caused it for them as well. I don't know what to say to all of you, except we need to really redouble and redouble again the efforts of getting more and more people told about what's going on, because unless and until we have a plurality of assistance, we're not going to be able to overturn what's going on here. Now, again, I've said so many times that their lies are all going to come out. If we permit them to still be controllers, even though we know they've lied, that does happen in history, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody in East Germany knew their government was criminal, but they still stayed in power for decades and decades, in spite of the knowledge of its public of knowing what kind of criminals they were. So just because the population, entire population, knows the crimes of its government doesn't mean that that country will end up remaining free. It takes concerted efforts, powerful efforts. People have to come from every walk of life to resist, to speak out, to go to press events and be heard there and cause the people who are covering these events to hear the true depth of problems. And when this guy Ponderitz yesterday I was watching it on a YouTube thing, being told, and he wasn't being told the whole truth, because the people that were there were just telling a partial truth. But the fact was, they shouted this man right out of the bookstore. I've seen people shout congresswomen and congressmen right out of their speeches they were giving. I've seen people shout people right off the stage. This needs to continue and then actually grow. These people have to have no place to hide. They have to be hounded out of office. And at the same time, the police departments in your communities and in your states need to be told, and in your countries need to be told, so that when they seek protection behind their police, the police say, no, we're not protecting you, criminals. And they seek protection from the military, and the officers say, no, we're not protecting you, criminals. We know the truth, and we're not going to protect you. ultimately for East Germany, it was the military that started letting people through the borders. They said, no, we're not listening to the leadership anymore. And people started flooding through to the east side of the border. They stopped listening to the leadership. They stopped listening to their officers, and they just opened up the floodgates. That was the beginning of the end. Now, there are going to be mercenary hit squads all over the United States and all over the place willing to carry out the orders of these people for money, but they can be dealt with as well. Please, ladies and gentlemen, take these warnings seriously. The state of the world is dire. It's an awful place right now to be seeing these facts and knowing what's coming and feeling like we're not there yet with the resistance to it all. Do your best. Get out there and tell others. Call them on the phone. Post on bulletin boards. Put handouts. Do decoupage of things on walls. Place this information everywhere and give it to everybody who listen. Contact your local police and tell them the truth. Contact your local fire department and give them the facts. Talk to your local teachers. Tell them the facts. Get in touch with everybody in government that you know in your local community and give them the truth and the facts about all of this stuff. And as they begin to see these things unfold around them, they'll remember the words you gave them, and they'll remember what you shared with them, and they may become an ally quicker than you know. Please. The time is short, and I hate to be ringing this kind of bell for everybody, but it's there, and you need to do something now. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, take care of your families, please, and be well. Bye-bye now.
J'irai jusqu'au bout du monde, je me ferai teindre en blonde si tu me le demandais. J'irai décrocher la lune, j'irai voler la fortune si tu me le demandais. Je renierai ma patrie, je renierai mes amis si tu me le demandais. On peut bien rire de moi, je ferai n'importe quoi si tu me le demandais. Si un jour la vie t'arrache à moi, si tu meurs, que tu sois loin de moi, qu'on s'aime. Dieu réunit ceux qui se